Support for this program comes from Edgewood College Theater, presenting Kimberly Bellflower's biting, funny new play, John Proctor is the Villain, directed by Jeannie Leap, February 28th to March 8th at the Diane Bullwig Theater. At a rural high school in Georgia, teens are studying the crucible while navigating love, sex, and school scandals. Holding a contemporary lens to the American classic, they question, who is really the hero and what is the truth? Discovering their own power in the process. Tickets at edgewood.edu/about/events/theater or search Edgewood College Theater.
FPC Live presents Murder by Death, Farewell Tour with Laura Jane Grace on Friday, July 18th at the Sylvie. Formed in 2000 in Bloomington, Indiana, Murder by Death have spent 25 years carving a resolute DIY path with their special blend of literary orchestral rock. But after playing hundreds of shows around the country, making many albums and many fans, the band is going on one last ride and then hanging up their instruments. Says founding guitarist Adam Turla, on the one hand, we've had a long-running career where we got to make art for a living, but on the other, we have always eluded any kind of traditional success. Opener Laura Jane Grace is an American musician best known as the founder of the punk rock band Against Me. Tickets for the show are available at thesylvie.com. FPC Live presents Murder by Death Farewell Tour with Laura Jane Grace on Friday, July 18th at the Sylvie. Live music lives at WORT Madison.
Looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling the room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and fling out my arms and to sing out the news. I have found him, he's an angel with the dust of the stars in his eyes. We are dancing, we are flying, and he's taking me back to the sky.
Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes? For the next 10 minutes, we can handle that. We could watch the waves, we could watch the sky, or just sit and wait as the time ticks by. And if we make it till then, can I ask you again for another 10 minutes
ago I saw you?
And if you in turn agree to the next 10 minutes, and the next 10 minutes till the morning comes.
My head started reeling.
Just holding you.
You gave me the feeling.
Might compel me to.
The room had no ceiling.
There are so many lives I want to share with you.
I may never come down.
I will never come down to earth again.
I am not always on time. Please don't expect that from me.
10 minutes ago.
I will be late, but if you can just wait, I will make it eventually.
10 minutes ago.
Not like it's in my control. Not like I'm proud of the fact. But anything other than being exactly on time I can do.
I have found her. She's an angel with the dust of the stars in her eyes. We are dancing,
we are flying,
and minutes ago. With me
10 minutes
for the next 10 lifetimes, for a million summers, till the world explodes, till there's no one left who has ever known us apart. There are so many dreams I need to see.
There are so many years I need to be with you.
I will never be complete.
I will never be alive.
I may never come down to earth
That was The Next 10 Minutes Ago from R&H Goes Pop, sung by Jeremy Jordan and Laura Osnes. Hello and happy Sunday. You are listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. I'm your host for this week, Allison Ward, and I can't lie. I have been on a huge Rodgers and Hammerstein kick. I had the absolute privilege of getting to go see CTM's production of Cinderella and have just absolutely loved diving back into the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And so one of the things this week that I wanted to do is I usually am not a person who wants to share like a whole album or, you know, I know last month we focused on Lin-Manuel Miranda, but this album where Rodgers and Hammerstein during the pandemic was their legacy record studio and like the family, really, is what it comes down to, was trying to reinvigorate that drive of Rodgers and Hammerstein and reimagining what this music really sounds like. And so I want to share a lot of that because I was trying to pick just like one or two, but I genuinely enjoy most of what they were able to release. And so I want to go and share with you up next another one of Jeremy Jordan singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything beautiful day. All the cattle are standing like turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is a wink in her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful. The sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss such a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful, what a beautiful day.
Who can explain? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons. Wise men never try.
Springtime, are you? Softer than starlight, are you? Warmer than winds of June, are the gentle lips you gave me? Gayer than laughter, are you? Sweeter than music, are you? Angel and lover, heaven and earth, are you to me? And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, time am I, sweeter than music am I, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and love. Touch your hand and my arms grow strong.
That was Younger Than Springtime, sung by Derek Klen. And before that, we heard Some Enchanted Evening by Andy Menentis. And then again, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, sung by Jeremy Jordan. I hate to bring y'all on this. No, I don't. That's a lie. Like I said, I have just been on this Rodgers and Hammerstein's kick thanks to CTM. And again, I just love when we can take classic songs and reimagine them in different ways. Like we won't get the chance to see these in staged productions I know that for a little bit, again, during the pandemic, they talked about once we came out of the pandemic, maybe there would be this concert kind of a thing to share all of this music. But they really like took the time to put this together and create just some beautiful visuals as well with some of our favorite Broadway stars. So up next, we're going to keep this kit going. We're going to listen to Something Good.
Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. Somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. Perhaps I had a wicked childhood. Perhaps I had a miserable youth. Somewhere in my wicked, miserable past, there must have been a moment of truth. But here you are, standing there, loving me, whether or not you should. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done some.
From the moon, and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Oh. Alone in our secret, together we sigh for one smiling day. In the sunlight and say to the sky, behold and believe what you see.
Behold how my lover loves me.
That was The Sweetest Sounds, sung by Kyle Segling. And before that, we heard We Kiss in a Shadow from Jalia Aladdin and Matt Doyle. And then Something Good by Katrina Link. And I think that's where we started. Or did we start with Younger Than Springtime? I'm just lost in the album right now, if I'm completely honest. I really hope that you're enjoying these new takes on many of the different Rodgers and Hammerstein songs as well. One of my favorites is The Sweetest Sounds. When Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella has been through many different adaptations, and every time that I hear the most updated version and I realize that that's not in there, I'm like, why? It's just such a beautiful number, and just, I think, really captures that longing that both the prince and Cinderella have. Whereas I know that many times we really do try to focus in way more on, you know, Cinderella's story and the, you know, falling in love, and the princess tale is really what we want to focus on. But being able to see that longing from the prince as well, I think is just a beautiful thing to be able to see through that song. Up next, we're going to listen to Something Wonderful by someone absolutely wonderful who I still can't believe is gone. But up next is Something Wonderful by Gavin Creel.
Not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you'll forgive and forgive, and you'll help and protect for as long as you live. Get your love. A man who needs your love can be.
Shiny little with the fringe on the top.
Oh, I loved that one so much. Subscribe to the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Of faith and romance, and they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in France. Fearlessly, I'll face them and I'll give that doubt away. Loudly, I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly, I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and beautiful thing. Shall we conventional diva with a conventional star in my eye, and you will know there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy.
Started something, drew me to your side.
That was Shall We Dance by Adriana DeBose. Before that, I clicked out of my playlist, so give me a second. We heard The Story with the Fringe on Top by Ali Stoker. And now we are going to kick it back over to, if I can get over to where I need to, we're going to go and listen to who is going to be the newest. We're going to go from one Tony host to another. Cynthia Revo this week was the big announcement of being the next Tony host. I mean, she is just doing a lot, and I am so excited for everything that she is doing. And then the other big news is that she is going to be playing Jesus Christ in the Hollywood Bowl's Jesus Christ Superstar. So I have to have this song in the show too. So here is Superstar with, I can't even go through that entire list of who's all going to be on this song, but it is the superstars of Broadway. So here is Superstar from the She Is Risen Volume 2 album.
These notes in your head, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up
like this.
Mix it up.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi.
Do Re Mi.
Do Re Mi. The first
happen to be do re mi. So a deer, a female deer, ray, a double golden sun. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
ABC.
When you sing, you begin with do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi. The first three notes just happen to be do, re, mi.
Do, re, mi.
Ashley Park in the house, y'all.
That was Do Re Mi from R&H Goes Pop, sung by Ashley Park. And before that, we heard Superstar with Cynthia Erivo, Shoshana Bean, Debbie Gravité. I'm trying to even pull out just Eden Espinosa. That list goes on and on. Like I said, I'm so excited for her to be taking on the role of Jesus Christ, but also just taking on the role of Tony host, Cynthia Erivo. So I hope that you've enjoyed this journey of R&H Goes Pop. We broke it up with a little bit of Jesus Christ Superstar there. And we're going to end today's show with a shout out to Shannon and her sharing this Losing My Mind, the disco version of Sondheim, another album I recommend you check out if you're looking for some show tunes, but in a very, very unique way. And of course, Sondheim in and of itself is a very unique individual, but this is just a taste. And so this is the mega mix from that. Thank you so much for listening to Better Living Through Show Tunes here on WORT 89.9 FM Madison. It has been my absolute pleasure to be your host this week. And again, we're signing off with Mega Mix. Take me to the world.
Mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's magic.
Ready to do something proactive to help your neighbors that have had to flee their homes due to conflict or climate change? Register today for the Returned Peace Corps Volunteers of Wisconsin's Freeze for Food 5K or 10K walk or run happening on Saturday, March 1st at noon at the Vilas Park Shelter. Freeze for Food raises funds to support Open Doors for Refugees, a nonprofit dedicated to helping our Madison refugee neighbors. Participants of all ages and abilities can run or walk along beautiful Lake Wingra. Proceeds from the Freeze for Food will be used for food security and relief efforts for Madison refugees. Registration and race information can be found at rpcvmadison.org by clicking on the Freeze for Food link. That's the 44th annual Freeze for Food race on Saturday, March 1st. You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM Madison and WORTFM.org.
Bon dia, Madison. The Hanfibians are proud to present Madison Carnival 2025, Saturday, March 8th, live at the Majestic Theater.
Join us as we celebrate 25 years of Carnival in Madison with an evening of Brazilian drumming, dance, and culture.
The night will showcase the vibrant rhythms of the Hanfibians community bateria and the high-energy performances by Ochimo Dance and Madison Capoeira.
The event will also feature performances by bands from our samba community. Grupo Balança, Samba Novistas, Madison Choro Ensemble, Saideira Pagode, and more.
That's the Madison Carnival 25th Anniversary, March 8th at the Majestic Theater.
More information at madisoncarnival.com.
Bringing you the rich culture and music of Brazil, this is WORT Madison.
Hi, I'm Randy, a longtime WORT listener and an Evergreen donor. This year, I will be donating to WORT through my IRA. To lessen my tax impact, I can make a donation to WORT. And this might even lower my Medicare premiums and put me in a lower tax bracket. If you are 70 and a half or older, you can do this too. Why did I decide to include WORT for part of my RMD distributions? Well, it's easy. It's the music. WORT has opened my ears to music I don't hear anywhere else. Donating to WORT is my way of saying thanks to this local treasure. To learn more about RMD donations, visit the donation page on WORTFM.org or email Susan.